Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Hi, my name is Lewis Howes, and welcome to the Daily Motivation Show.
Let's equip people with what is happening in the dreaming brain.
Yes.
And then what different dreams mean. Mm-hmm. So then they have a playbook at the end. Okay, so you got all the dream patterns, right? So we got what we dream. You're looking at what people have cataloged to make sense of why we dream. That's your essential question that we get to. And then there's this like this thing like the dreaming brain and the waking brain, right? And I believe these big ideas are applicable to everybody, like getting groceries, frustrated. Why am I stressed out? Why am I overreacting? Like all the things for living a better waking life. You can't separate them from that third of your life you spend sleeping and potentially dreaming, right? So I go way, way back to try to understand this and to make sense of it for myself. And I think you'll find there's science and there's stories, but there's synthesis. So first thing is all life is governed by the rotation of the planet. Like whether it's like those hot springs deep in the ocean and there's some bacteria there, or a Venus flytrap that opens and closes, or the moon and the tides, or sleep, right? Like this is governed because that was the foundation on which life arose, right? And when you look at that, what I would say is the material, the living material on planet Earth follows that, whether it's the tide or the plankton or fish or, you know, all migration, but also the material in our brain.
Really?
Like there's nothing in our skull that, if you pieced it out, there's no special ingredient, like from Krypton or something. Everything in nature is also everything inside our skull and these brains, right? That's connected differently, it's functioning differently. But that was like the first thing that really tripped me out. I was like, we too follow the laws, fundamental laws of Earth's rotation, and these circadian rhythms you're hearing about and cycles. The waking brain and the sleeping brain are doing a 24-hour cycle for as long as the run you have on this planet.
Interesting.
That's the first thing. I love this topic, by the way. I mean, like, this, like, goes, there are like people who go into caves for like 6 months, it's still in a cycle.
Uh-huh.
Like it's not based just on dark black eye shades or not. Like the tissue in our bodies, the cells, we're following this Earth's rotation, okay? So if we say that there's the waking brain and the sleeping brain, and every 24 hours, it does its things, 2/3 waking, 1/3 sleeping, and that happens for the most part, you know, for how long you live. Now, a surgeon in training, I might skip a few nights, so maybe I've had 500 or 1,000 nights, but overwhelmingly, I follow this cycle too. And in that cycle, we have to ask ourselves, what's going on in the dreaming brain?
Mm.
And right away, I'll tell you, it's so important, there's something called sleep pressure. You could defy a lot of things, but you go a day without sleeping, there's something building inside you saying sleep, sleep, sleep. You'll fall asleep in a dangerous spot. You'll fall asleep standing up sometimes. You'll fall asleep even though you haven't eaten. Like there's something fundamental called sleep pressure that makes us follow that rhythm, right?
Your body will force you to sleep eventually.
Well, I would say your brain.
Your brain just shuts off.
It builds a pressure. You can startle people and they'll wake up. But at some point, there's this pressure that's bringing you down to sleep.
Really?
That you see that? I think torture techniques were based off of that. We saw that. Nobody could stay up a third night in the hospital. They tried to get us to a long time ago, the battle days.
Really?
Yeah, but second night you could do. Third night in pot. So there's a sleep pressure that the brain generates. Not the body. We can put hearts from one to another, livers from one to another, lungs from one to another. They all follow that person's brain's order. So really what we're talking about is the brain is saying, I need to sleep. The brain is saying, I need to sleep. The brain is saying, okay, there's some threat going on, or you've got some demands, you're running an ultra marathon, you're a surgeon on call. I can go a day, but I need to sleep. So that's the first thing in this discussion is, why do we need to sleep? Now I'm gonna be bold here, this is a conversation. I think we sleep because we must dream. Now, let me just set that up for you. What happens when you go without sleep? You have surges in REM and dreaming sleep right away. First thing you do when you've gone a day without sleep, if you put that person in a brain scan, but there's exquisite ways of checking it, is that they didn't. First thing they do is they dream wildly, right? Like, so that's an interesting thing to me. The longer we go in our night of rest, quote, restful sleep, the more you're dreaming on the tail end, right? So maybe mental clarity, if we take that phrase, comes from having that longer night's sleep. Well, what happens in that fifth, sixth, and seventh hour? You're dreaming. So when I start to see these patterns, I wonder, one, the brain, not the body, needs to sleep. And then what is the brain doing in sleep? I just checked this out, man. It's doing something that if you put electrodes on the surface of our scalps and we all fall asleep at night, during the day, the waves, the measurements are, you know, sort of wavy. There's different ones that you, depending on how you're engaging. At night, there are some sharp 90-minute patterns. That stuff is designed. That's built in.
Really?
Yeah. So that's not new.
We don't have that when we're awake.
No, during the, like, if something startles us, the electricity will be different. If we meditate, the electricity will be different during waking. But at night, you're on something programmed. Then that's not new, Lewis. That's the stuff that I've known for 20 years and sleep people have known for 40 years. What I'm trying to do is give you an explanation, a synthesis. That's not random. That's not a glitch. 7 billion brains on a 24-hour cycle. Sleep pressure, you got to lie down, you got to sleep. The brain is saying you got to sleep. And when it's sleeping, it's doing this. 90 crisp cycles of REM sleep. You've seen the charts. They're like, they look like Lego. They look like the top of a Tetris thing or a Lego thing. That is something fundamental that's happening, in my opinion. We must sleep, but I think what's the most important part of sleep is the dreaming.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of The Daily Motivation, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to click the link in the description that will take you to the full episode of our main podcast on the School of Greatness. And if you are loving The Daily Motivation, please follow us over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want more exclusive content and ad-free listening experience, make sure to subscribe to our Greatness Plus channel on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want to get even more inspiration from our world-class guests and learn how to improve your life and take it to the next level, then make sure to sign up for the Greatness newsletter and get it delivered right to your inbox over at greatness.com/newsletter. Again, have an amazing day, and I'll see you tomorrow with another episode of the Daily Motivation Show.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.